This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a highly unlikely inspiration in the NBA playoffs.
But first, a dilemma. Emergency workers receive a call. They rush to the house of a terminally ill person. That person has said no heroic measures. Well, what should the EMT do? NPR's Martin Costi reports from Seattle.
In 1997, 89-year-old Ida Klebold was nearing the end of her life. And she made it clear to her daughter, Vera DeRosa, that when the time came, she wanted to go peacefully.
She'd watched every ER program and, oh my God, no way. Don't ever let them do that to me.
DeRosa promised her mother that she wouldn't let anyone pound on her chest or force a tube down her throat to keep her alive. DeRosa even pinned a do not resuscitate order to her mother's nightgown to make sure there was no mistaking her wishes.
Unfortunately, all her worst fears became a reality.
When Klebold suffered a stroke, the family called 911 to have her taken to the hospital for an evaluation. They told the EMTs that they did not want her artificially resuscitated, but en route to the hospital, she was intubated anyway. DeRosa says by the time the EMTs and paramedics were done with her mother, she was, in DeRosa's words, hooked up to everything.
They circumvented not only my mother's wishes, but my wishes. And that's what just made me so powerless. To this whole big system is so much bigger than the individual.
But as it happened, that system was about to change. Sitting in the fire department in the Seattle suburb of Kent, paramedic Roger Matheny recalls that just around the time Klebold was being resuscitated against her wishes, he was wrestling with the same problem from the point of view of the first responders, usually firefighters with EMT training.
They don't want to do this. They're human beings. They have elderly parents and grandparents, but they weren't given any choice.
So Matheny convinced King County, where Seattle is located, to give EMTs more leeway. The revised guidelines now say that if a victim suffers from a terminal illness, and if his family or caregivers say that he would not want to be resuscitated, the EMTs are allowed to stand back. King County EMTs are unique in the country in that they can make this decision based purely on a verbal request. They don't need to see any paperwork or medical bracelets, and they don't even need to call in for approval. Paramedic Sylvia Fader helped Matheny design the new rules. She acknowledges that some people might worry that a sinister family member could trick an EMT into letting someone die. But she says EMTs are watching out for that.
The patient has to look the part. You want to make sure that this isn't, the 22-year-old wife that's saying, oh yes, he doesn't want to live any longer.
King County says so far no one has complained about CPR being withheld, and the guidelines have never been challenged in court. Coming back from a call, firefighter Felicia Belluche says she appreciates the trust that the county has placed in her and other EMTs.
How wonderful is it for us to be able to come into your house and honor how it is that you want to die? And I think sometimes they want to be resuscitated, a lot of times they don't. So it gives us a lot more latitude to use common sense.
And King County EMTs are using this latitude. Fader and Matheny have crunched the numbers for the last few years and published their findings in the Annals of Internal Medicine. According to their study, in cases of cardiac arrest, EMTs operating under the new guidelines are withholding resuscitation twice as often as colleagues working under the old rules. The article suggests that EMTs want to honor families' wishes, as long as they're given the legal protection of formal guidelines.
It's a point of discussion frequently, to be honest with you, of how to deal with this situation, and I think this article will spur some additional conversation.
Bill Koenig is the medical director for the Los Angeles County Medical Services Agency. He says there's growing interest in giving families more power in end-of-life situations, and many EMTs already defer to their wishes on an informal basis.
But I think it's going to have to happen more formally because it's going to be more frequent, too.
That's because more people want to die at home. But often, when the time comes, the family still instinctively calls 911.
And it's not easy, for somebody to watch a family member without asking for help when they pass away.
Koenig isn't sure the King County rule is right for every part of the country. But he says no matter what, EMTs have to be better prepared for those cases when people call on them for help, but that help means letting someone die. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.